So we're now going to practice. So you can feel free to, if you like, lie down or sit up. I ask that if you lie down, you do the Thai way of meditating without falling asleep. How do you do that? So you lie down on your back. If anybody wants to do that, or on your side, that's harder to fall asleep. But if you want, lie down. And what you're going to do is at the elbow, you're going to lift both hands up at the elbow so they're perpendicular, right? And then you're going to fold your hands so that they're like this, exactly. And then if you fall asleep, you're going to slap yourself in the face. I'm not kidding. That's actually how you're going in some Thai monasteries, and you'll see people like that. If you want, though, if you are next to somebody who is snoring, you have my permission to gently touch them, not in any area that is at all compromise something just down on their arm or something. Be very careful not to do anything that's inappropriate. But if somebody is falling asleep, they have to be willing to be gently woken up with a gentle touch to their arm. So if you don't feel you ever want to have to be gently woken up, then don't fall asleep. So find a comfortable seated position or lying down position. And closing the eyes. And let's take those three breaths again just to restore ourselves to a parasympathetic state or homeostasis. So again, that full in-breath through the nose and squinching the muscles in the face, locking the jaw, squinching the eyes, furrowing the brow, and then as you breathe out, a nice long release of the out-breath and releasing all of the contracted muscles in the face. So what we're doing is we're just allowing the breath to, the exhalation to soften, and reminding yourself to just keep the corners of the mouth spread apart, don't clench the jaw, and especially encourage your eyes just to settle behind the eyelids. Allow them to take a break. They don't have to look around anymore. They can just chill, float around in those two warm pools and just take a little time off. Take another full inhalation and lift your shoulders. And then as you breathe out, just open up your chest and just allow all the energy in the arms to relax. If you're lying down, just allow the arms to fall into the earth. If you're sitting up, just allow them to hang lifelessly like limbs from a tree. And then for our third inhalation, expanding the belly, like your abdomen is pulling in the breath. And then as you breathe out softly, release the breath. Very good. And from here on, just a little bit of belly breathing. Just imagine that the swelling of your abdomen is bringing the air in. And then very slowly, as your abdomen releases, release the out-breath. The longer the exhalation, the greater the likelihood that your nervous system will return to a relaxed digest. Trying to cultivate the most comfortable state of being you can. Once again, trying to achieve the state of that first day of a long vacation. You've landed at your destination, you've put down your bags, and all you really want to do is just fully arrive in this moment. You've got nowhere to go, nothing to do, no one to take care of, no responsibilities, no place to get to. There's nothing in the future that feels better or more important than this moment. And all of the unresolved issues from your life back home, outside of this time, have no appeal. And suddenly the mind has no inclination to race ahead of your body to get anywhere else. It just wants to reconnect with all of the feelings and sensations of this moment. Feel your mind expanding into your body. So you no longer feel like your awareness is simply located in your head, behind your eyes, between your ears. It feels as if your awareness, like a warm wave of energy, is spreading down into your throat, and then down into your chest, down into your abdomen, to your sit bones, feeling the sensations, down into your legs, your calves, your feet. And then imagine that the energy even is continuing from the contact sensations you have with the ground. If you're sitting up, it might be your sit bones and your lower legs. If you're lying down, you might have the 10 points of the feet, the buttock, the lower back, shoulders, elbows, and the head. Feeling your awareness now even beginning to lower, or expand, I should say, into the earth itself. Spreading, letting go a bit of that deeply ingrained sense of I'm in here and everything else is out there. Allowing your sense of just awareness that can expand beyond your body, take your consciousness into the earth. Mm-hmm. feel that sense of groundedness, that sense of being supported entirely. Releasing totally into this connection. So at this point, bring your awareness to that internal space where you can visualize places or people that are not presently here right now. Sometimes it's helpful just to visualize for a moment your bedroom or your kitchen. Where do you see an image when you bring it to mind in your internal movie screen, as it were? Just have a sense of how we conjure up an image in the mind. If you're someone who's not very capable of conjuring up images, no matter, just see if you can create a felt sense. What it's like to be, for example, seated in your bedroom or your kitchen. And now what I'd invite you to do is to
conjure the feeling or conjure an image of something that you've done beneficial for other people that you feel good about. Somebody, it doesn't have to be a grand action, just somebody who you've expressed care or attention to. If no one comes to mind, just visualize how you would like to be of help to others, how you would like to be a benefit to people you care about. What would you like to do? Just creating a feeling, I mean, an image or a feeling, a sense of some endeavor that was helpful to another. If you'd like, take a hand and place it on your heart center so you can feel very often this sense of attachment in our heart center. And as we feel the warmth of the hand on our chest, again, see if you can deepen the image. Perhaps imagine someone that you've helped, just seeing their face looking at you with a gaze of appreciation, of gratitude. And while you hold either this image or just remind yourself of the action you undertook that was beneficial, or your plans to be of benefit, whatever you conjure up, see if you can connect with, in your chest, a slight feeling of either ease or openness and spaciousness, some sense of warmth. Sensations, especially of energy flowing up from the stomach up through the chest, like the energy of life in a tree expanding upwards to the branches and the leaves above, feeling this sense of worthiness filling your body. If you can't feel it naturally, just open up your chest, pull the shoulders a little back, feel the warmth of your hand, and just see if you can suffuse some energy there. As much as we can, try to amplify any feelings of strength or comfort, any sense of ease in the body, especially in this area, the heart center, feeling expanding, opening, blossoming, breathing in to this area, and with each breath opening up. And now, while you feel this slight sense of expansiveness in your heart center, I'd like you to bring into your mind an image of yourself, either today as you might look if you just stood before a mirror, or of a time in your life, an image of yourself that feels really evocative, a time that you'd like to repair how you felt about yourself then. And what we want to do is link your image with this feeling of expansiveness, openness. Your shoulders open and relaxed, your chin held up. A sense of the corners of your mouth spread wide. The sense of ease in your body. A sense of, if you can, when you breathe in, feel the chest expand, and holding and linking your image, your self-representation with this feeling. Just making this connection. Trying to spread as much as you can any energy, any aliveness, any sense of strength or openness as much as you can, and keep your image in mind. When we talk about how do we feel about ourselves, this is the absolute epicenter. And then gently, if you still have your hand at your heart center, just casually lower your hand into your lap. Let the image of yourself begin to fade slowly in the mind, but see if you can still keep a sense of openness in the heart center. And in a moment, I'm going to ring the bowl. And when you hear the sound, very slowly open your eyes, trying to bring with you any somatic sensations that have developed in this practice. If there are any, bring it with you. Integrating the feeling with the sensations of the world around us. And when you feel up to it, come to a seated position.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.